close at the moment, just for safety measures. You know, with the storm that we had there the other day, during the storm, a number of the slates were torn off the roof of the church. And, you know, that's obviously created a risk to public safety. And for that reason, we took the responsible decision just to close the church until it's made safe again. And I suppose as soon as the damage was identified, we contacted the insurance, with churches insured with Allianz. So we contacted our insurers and then proceeded then just to securing the area itself and securing the roof and just try and prevent any further damage being done. And we have a local contractor who's looking after the site at the moment now, and he'll be tasked with the works that have to be done there to repair it and to bring it back to its proper state again, and just so that it's safe and that we can open again. So that's the stage we're at the moment, and we're grateful for the patience and understanding of the local community in Dunluce and just the wider parish community as well. This closure, it is temporary, and we'll be reopened again. The church will be reopened as soon as it's safe to do so, and I'm told by the contractor that that should be for Friday morning mass at 8:30. So our priority is always safety, and our approach is responsible, and we're working closely with insurance company and with the contractor to make sure that the church will be reopened by this Friday.
And it is hopefully only going to be now for the rest of this evening and for tomorrow. Now there is a graveyard attached to the grounds, and I suppose just to appeal to people, just to hold off for the one day if it's possible, just in the interest of safety.
Absolutely, and that's what it is. You know, people have to be responsible, and they are responsible. I mean, we've a sign up there alerting people when they go to the gates of the church not to enter the church because of a danger and of falling slates and so on. So, and again, as I said, we ask people just to be patient and to be understanding, and they are, and we're because some would, as you mentioned correctly, there is a graveyard, then people like to visit the graves of their loved ones and to pray for them and so on, and that can happen again from Friday morning onwards. And it's a beautiful church as well. Of course, during the we're lucky during this this week that there was that we had no funerals or weddings or baptisms and so on scheduled in the church there. And but having said that, you know, it's a beautiful church that was built in 1877. And there was always, you'd always find people in and out there, and just cars that would be passing but pull in and sit there in silence or light a candle or say a prayer. And so it is a beautiful building. And it is also the church of the Sacred Heart. It's included in the schedule of, you know, the protected structures for County Donegal. So it is a listed building. And also that means as well that the works that will be carried out have to be carried out to a certain standard as well, and that the slates that were torn off the roof in the wind, the blue Welsh slates, I understand, and then the black roll of ridge tile as well. So all of those will have to be replaced accordingly.